Welcome back to Now Showing. I'm Patty Holly. You have the opportunity to travel across Iowa this weekend with just a short trip to Shenandoah. Leaving Iowa will be presented at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Shenandoah this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Kara Sherman is the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center.
Leaving Iowa is a very sentimental journey of a gentleman who grew up in Iowa, moved to Boston to become a writer, and he comes home to a family reunion, and after 3 years decides it's time to finally put his father's ashes to rest. Now, that in itself is kind of funny, but what's very funny is that his father's wishes were to be put to rest at the old family homestead. So Don, who is the son, goes on this journey to the old family homestead and realizes that it's now a grocery store. So he begins this adventure of where to leave his father's ashes, and in the process recalls all of their many family vacations by car across this country of ours. And it is a hilarious, silly adventure. Anyone that has been a child, you know, had siblings in a car trip, or a parent that has been on a car trip with their child will laugh a lot in this show. It really is just very, very funny. And then I'm kind of guessing at the end of the show there won't be a dry eye in the house. So it's really a great story.
The events that happen, they're not specific to Iowa then?
Well, yes, they are. There are things that happen in Mount Pleasant, Iowa, and Mount Union, Iowa. There's some journeying to Hannibal, Missouri, and there's a trip to Kansas. So there's lots of different references.
Can you tell me anything about the director, John Olson?
Yeah, John Olson is our director. He is from Shenandoah. This is his second show that he's directed for us. He's done numerous shows in his past, but here at the Wilson, he did Godspell in the fall of 2010, and then and he's performed in numerous shows at the Southwest Iowa Theater Group in Shenandoah, kind of all over Southwest Iowa, and then directing this show here for us. So he's a great talent, very intuitive as to the needs of our audience and our actors, and it's going to be a really nice show. He's done a great job with it.
Are the cast members also from around Red Oak?
They're from all of Southwest Iowa. We have Paul Griffin, who is from Red Oak. We have Bob Kiefer from Clarinda. We have Leah Menson from Red Oak. Glenice Miller from Red Oak. Ron Hines from Glenwood. And myself, Kara Sherman, are in the show. So it's a small cast. There's six of us. There's the four main family members. And then Ron Hines and myself play multiple characters. I call us the filler of the show, but we're kind of the sidetrack humor to the show. So,
what is it you like best about this story and about this show?
I just think everyone can relate to it. I laugh so much throughout this show because I find myself thinking about my own family traveling across in car adventures on vacations, and then as I was growing up, and now as the mother of three children, and we do numerous car trips across the country, it really is just very, very funny. Listening to yourself as the child fighting with siblings, and now being the mother scolding the children to stop fighting and, you know, stop teasing and, So it's really just a charming story. And then, like I say, at the end, when the son finally has the opportunity to put his father's ashes to rest, it has come full circle. It's a great story, and it's very touching. So I just really enjoy it.
That was the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Shenandoah, Iowa, Kara Sherman. Leaving Iowa will be tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:30 at the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available by calling 712-623-3183 or at the door. Thank you. Voice Choir is currently touring the United States. The 23 Voice Choir will be making a stop in St. Joseph this weekend. Earlier this week, I talked with Italian choir master Manolo Cagnin and the company manager, Tanya Yastrobov. They say the choir, which includes boys from 10 to 14 years of age, has been in existence for 500 years.
Vienna Boys Choir, we have a long whole tradition. And we are more 500 years in history. Schubert was in Vienna Boys Choir, and we are very proud about it. We have a wonderful, very important history.
How many boys are in the choir?
23, actually.
23 touring the United States now?
Yeah. We are in the United States of America. When, Tanya?
It's a seven-week tour.
Seven weeks. And
primarily the Southeast and the Southwest.
Exactly.
Of the 23 boys that are performing, can you tell me anything about them, where they're from?
Oh, it's beautiful team this year. Every guy has a really beautiful voice, and they sing really, really, really happy with full emotion, and that's the most important thing for me. Every boy at a rule, and you can see it when we are in St. Joseph. I have a lot of solists, and I'm happy, I'm lucky, because this year could be really an absolutely wonderful tour. We have a free time, a lot of funny. We play football, we play basketball, we swim. Right?
Yes, yeah, that is right. Yeah.
We sing together. We have a lot of sport. We have. It's great because we sing and then we move to park and we play football. It's beautiful. Yeah.
You had asked Patty about where the boys are from.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the choir is Austrian.
Yeah.
We do, however, have a boy from New York. And a boy from England and Korea and
Africa, Congo.
Two brothers from the Congo. It's quite diverse now. The Vienna Boys Choir has become international.
Yeah.
You'll be performing this weekend in St. Joseph.
Yeah.
Do you know what we can expect from this concert?
We are very happy to sing in St. Joseph. And
I think that St. Joseph will have a wonderful musical experience.
Yeah.
Something very unique.
What kind of music will we hear? Will this be religious, sacred music?
Yeah. In the first part of our concert, we will sing classical songs like Schubert, like Mozart, like Francesco Durante, Karl Orff, and Kratochville, our repertoire. It's right, it's English repertoire, yeah? And in the second part, we will combine more pop songs with folk songs from Italy, from Japan, from Austria, and from America, of course.
That was choir master for the Vienna Boys Choir, Manolo Cagnin, and the company manager, Tanya Yastrobov. The Vienna Boys Choir will be in St. Joseph Saturday evening at 8 o'clock in the Missouri Theater in downtown St. Joseph. Tickets are available from the St. Joseph Performing Arts Association at 816-279-1225 or at the door. Thank you. Swing will be coming to the Gary Dickinson Performing Arts Center in Chillicothe this weekend. The Chillicothe Area Arts Council is bringing Three Trails West to the stage on Sunday. Administrator for the council, Julie Ashbrook, says this weekend's performance could take the audience back in time.
It's a great five-piece band with three men who have sung together for many years, and they have a terrific harmony in the tradition of the old Western songs and the Caltrail songs. They do Western swing and some bluegrass, and they do a lot of songs from Western movies. And maybe along the sounds of the Sons of the Pioneers.
Do you know, do they have songs that people might be familiar with?
Well, I know they will have. If you are a lover of Western music, I know that there will be many songs that will be familiar to people.
Do you know where Three Trails West is from?
Yes, they are from Kansas, and three of them grew up in Western Kansas, and they grew up, two of them are brothers who grew up with just the stack of the Sons of the Pioneer records on their record player every night when they went to bed. They said they just worked really hard to learn to imitate those harmonies.
How did the Chillicothe Area Arts Council decide to invite Three Trails West to perform?
Well, we take a survey among our members during sometimes during an event and sometimes during a mailing. We asked them for suggestions of things they'd like to hear, and one of the requests was Western swing. And so we have, when we have other groups of musicians in, we ask them sometimes if they know people who are fine musicians in a certain genre. And that's how we do it. If we can find people, then we just start researching, calling places they've performed and seeing how they did. And if people have liked them, then we try to have them here.
That was the administrator for the Chillicothe Area Arts Council, Julie Ashbrook. She says Three Trails West will be performing in the Gary Dickinson Performing Arts Center Sunday, beginning at 3 o'clock. Tickets for the performance are available at the door.
The French philosopher Voltaire wrote, "If there were no God, it would be necessary to invent him." So it goes in movies. If the Central Intelligence Agency didn't exist, Hollywood would have to invent it. You gotta have villains, after all, and along with Islamic terrorists, the agency ranks as one of the film medium's top baddies. So here's Safe House, another paranoia movie about the ambiguities of the CIA. It's a taut, well-produced action film with great performances throughout. In Safe House, Tobin Frost, played by Denzel Washington, is a legendary CIA operative who's gone rogue. He has a computer chip with information the agency and a group of assassins want. Is it for sale? Well, it seems so. Or does Tobin have other motives? But he's on the run in South Africa from the assassins who want the chip. The CIA wants him too. But eventually he turns himself in to the agency as the best of bad choices and is taken to a safe house in Cape Town. Rookie agent Matt Weston, Ryan Reynolds here, is the custodian, bored with inaction. Soon he gets far more action than he wanted. The agency holds Tobin in Matt's safe house under maximum security. A group of agents torture him for information about the chip. But when the killers who followed Frost invade, young Matt is the sole survivor and has to go on the run with Frost to save him from the assassins. So the film turns into the usual fight, flight, and pursuit plot of the action genre with a high noon conclusion. But Safe House is not your usual tough guy adventure film. The production values are excellent, rather reminiscent of the Bourne movies. Director Espinosa's editing moves from fast action sequences with short impact shots to slower, more intimate sequences with Matt and Frost gradually bonding as they are pursued. The technique is common to most films of this type, but Espinosa's editing and pacing are especially excellent. Most action films are just that, fast action with little character development. Safe House has a powerful dramatic core. When they escape, Matt treats Tobin as a traitor, but he gradually learns that Tobin is more than just a rogue CIA agent. Matt loses his innocence, going from a rookie agent loyal to the agency to a new level of maturity as he learns about his faults. Our perception of Frost changes as he grows in our estimation. And as they flee from enemies everywhere, the two characters gradually bond as, if not friends, at least to a sort of mutual respect. Denzel Washington steals the film. He's always had wonderful screen presence, but here he has a role with enough ambiguities to challenge his great talent. Ryan Reynolds rises above the sort of hunk character he's played in The Green Lantern and The Proposal. He catches the doubts that his character gradually feels. The director's close-ups of the photogenic Washington and Reynolds capture their excellent performances. In addition to its action-adventure origins, Safe House has a sort of whodunit subplot. Agatha Christie perfected the detective genre, and a staple of her stories is the red herring, a false trail, in which she throws out several possible suspects. So it goes here. Maybe there's a mole in the CIA who repeatedly tips the assassins to Tobin's and Matt's location. Could it be Matt's mentor, David Barlow? Or how about Anna Moreau, another senior CIA official? Could it be Catherine, Matt's sweetie? He calls her multiple times as he's on the run. But the divine Agatha would never have written a story with the sustained violence of Safe House. The film has the usual credibility problems of the genre. The bad guys shoot thousands of rounds at our heroes with automatic weapons and can't draw blood. But I suppose bad marksmanship by villains has become a convention. So on balance, Safe House is a well-scripted and effectively produced action-adventure film. But its true excellence lies in fine scripting and great performances from Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds, qualities usually lacking in others of the genre. I give it 4 stars out of 5.
That was KXCV KRNW movie reviewer Dr. Carol Fry. You can find information and links to the events and organizations you hear about on Now Showing on the KXCV KRNW website, kxcv.org. You can also listen to archived editions of the program by clicking on the Now Showing link on our homepage. Please join us again next Thursday for another edition of Now Showing. In the meantime, have a great weekend. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Patty Hawley.